With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. One more promise made, promise kept by the Trump administration. Correspondent Ken Lorman fills us in.
In every campaign rally, candidate Donald Trump promised to make America safe again. Now, 6 months into his second term in office, President Donald Trump has delivered the nation's most secure southern border in recent history, hitting a record low in arrests by Border Patrol in July. Last month, agents arrested some 4,600 individuals attempting to cross the southwest border between ports of entry. That's a 24% decrease from June and a staggering 92% drop when compared to July 2024. Ken Lorman reporting.
Special Assistant to the President Harrison Field says as the DOJ looks into allegations former President Obama was instrumental in the Russia collusion hoax, there's something the public needs to keep in mind.
This is not an investigation in search of a crime. This is compelling evidence of wrongdoing in which is going to trigger an investigation to see exactly what happened. A very different situation when the government was weaponized against President Trump.
Fields tells the Salem Radio Network the DOJ already has documents suggesting a strong connection between the Russia collusion narrative and former President Obama. Millions of student borrowers could begin having their wages garnished as soon as next month. That's according to estimates from TransUnion. The company predicts that by August, roughly 3 million borrowers could move into default, meaning they're 270 days past due on payments. At that point, loan holders are at risk of having 15% of their pay docked by the government. Ukraine's anti-corruption agencies say they uncovered a major bribery scheme involving inflated military procurement contracts just 2 days after lawmakers restored the agency's independence following a public outcry. This is SRN News. An EPNORC poll finds that America's stance on abortion is mostly unchanged 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. About two-thirds of respondents want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases versus one-third that does not. About half of adults also say abortion should be available for any and all reasons. The vast majority of Americans, at least 8 in 10, continue to say their state should allow abortion in cases of rape or incest, or if a fetal abnormality would prevent the child from surviving outside the womb, or if the mother's health is seriously endangered. Germany's top prosecutor has filed charges against a Syrian man in connection with a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial back in February that seriously wounded a Spanish tourist. Authorities say the suspect sought to use the crime as a way of being admitted to ISIS. The man allegedly sent a photo of himself to members of the terrorist group before the stabbing to give the militants the chance to claim responsibility. This is SRN News. A disturbing new trend in college admissions.
A study finds America's rural high school students are less likely to go to college than their urban peers. Students in sparsely populated regions often face obstacles in attending college, including having to travel great distance to get to campus, perhaps a lack of public transportation, as well as inconsistent broadband access that limits online courses. Some colleges have stepped up efforts to recruit those students. Jason Walker reporting.
The best of the internet's cat videos have come to the big screen this weekend. Cat Video Fest is a 73-minute selection of all things feline playing in over 500 independent theaters in this country and Canada. A portion of ticket proceeds benefit local cat-focused charities and shelters. It's raised over $1 million since 2019. This is SRN News.